You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Can your smartphone make you safer in the city of Syracuse? Mayor Ben Walsh joined members of the Syracuse Police Department to roll out new technology to help reduce crime and improve community relations. You might have a phone app to find your way around or get a ride, maybe check the weather or play a game. Police Chief Joe Cecil wants you to get another app for community benefit.
Nothing makes it safer, nothing assists with quality of life than collaboration and communication between the residents who live there and the police department. And that's what this TIP 411 is going to allow us to do. We're going to roll out an app that allows us to communicate and dialogue with the residents throughout the city with everything from crime down to public relations type events.
People can download the app on iPhone or Android smartphones. Mayor Ben Walsh says it can add some eyes and ears to the police patrol.
You may notice a suspicious vehicle in your neighborhood. You may have a vacant house in your neighborhood and you notice some suspicious activity around there. And knowing that I can just pull out my phone, I can submit a tip to the police department. The functionality to include a photo, I think, is really useful. So having the app on your phone makes it convenient.
Tips sent through the app are anonymous. Authorities say that makes it more useful than texting, where people fear consequences of giving police information. Police can also use the app to send messages to people about crimes that are going on in their neighborhoods.
First, you're going to have neighbors become more aware of what's going on, and they're going to start watching what's going on in their neighborhood, but not just for their own house, but their neighbors on either side of them. Secondly, they may become more aware about securing their windows. And thirdly, one of the neighbors might see this alert and think, you know, I see this red car park on my street, and somebody gets out and he walks away and he's gone for a couple hours and then comes back and here's the license plate number.
Police already had an online tip portal. Cecil says they received 1,200 tips last year on everything from larcenies to murder investigations. You can search Syracuse Police to find the app. The system costs $7,900 per year to operate and monitor. Cecil says the money all comes from crime seizure funds. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.